This is The Takeaway. I'm Jerome Vaughn.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And no giggling, okay, during this next segment, all right?
No promises.
Okay, excellent. All right. Now, it's 6 billion people in the world, okay? Most of them don't have access or even are able to use toilet paper. And most of the people in the world who do use toilet paper tolerate a texture of toilet paper that would make most Americans run screaming to the psych ward, all right? Americans demand this.
Now when you gotta go, you can go strong or you can go soft. Introducing a new world of Charmin. New Charmin Ultra Strong in the red and Charmin Ultra Soft in the blue. Rediscover Charmin. Choose the one that's best for you.
No, Americans demand a level of smoothness in their bathroom tissue that has enormous environmental consequences and is also a matter of taste that is of the very, very, very smallest minority of people in the world. Leslie Kaufman joins us. She's a reporter for the New York Times at the environmental desk there. The demand by Americans for a specific texture in toilet paper has extraordinary environmental consequences. Could you lay them out for us?
Well, according to environmentalists, it's not just according to environmentalists. It requires trees. That's it. In order to make really soft toilet paper, you cannot use anything that's recycled. You have to use trees. And so we cut down millions of them to make toilet paper.
And the marketing and the usage of this high softness toilet paper, which requires pristine wood, not recycled paper, is actually growing.
Well, the premium end has crashed suddenly, but over the years it's grown quite a lot, and people in America really like it soft. And it's sort of funny, other countries, as you mentioned during the intro, do not have that desire, though it does appear the more Western you get, the more you seem to think softness is necessary in your toilet tissue.
So here is an example of where, you know, the environmental rubber really hits the road here. I mean, how do you turn something that is such a matter of taste and so intuitive on the part of Americans who know nothing other than this kind of soft tissue into a legitimate environmental issue that will cause people to change their behavior?
Right. Well, that's what they're hoping. I think places like the Natural Resource Defense Council and Audubon and Greenpeace have been working very hard to make people aware, as they're not quite aware right now where their toilet paper comes from. Most of us just don't think about it. I put myself in that category.
But it's a marketing issue. I mean, you have to be willing to come up with slogans like, if you're willing to be chafed, you can save the world. I mean, really? It's as simple as that. You can't allow commercials to perpetuate this mythology.
I said no giggling. No, you said no giggling. I have used some recycled stuff lately now that I'm more aware. I went out to the Marcal plant, which is in New Jersey where I live, and where they actually used my recycled paper to make the paper. And I have to say, I think I can stand it.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, it begins that way. One consumer at a time. Leslie Kaufman, reporter for the New York Times at their environmental desk, talking about the tastes of Westerners' toilet paper habits and the environmental consequences of that. Thanks, Leslie.
Thanks very much.
I'm never gonna wipe my butt.
He's never gonna wipe his butt.